Let's just start going through the halachas of the responses that we say. Person who's listening to a bracha, listening to chazar sashatz, listening to bracha, to kaddish, and we respond with baruch hu, baruch shemoy, and with amen. So amen is midin of the Gemara. The Gemara says that when a person hears a bracha, he has to respond with amen. That's already mentioned in the Gemara. Baruch hu, baruch shemoy is not mentioned in the Gemara. The Rosh mentioned such an idea already found in the Rosh, and that's why we find in certain areas of tefillah where you'd be allowed to interrupt during Sukkot Zimra. You do respond when you hear bracha, you still answer amen. You do not answer baruch hu baruch shemoy because you're in a place you're not allowed to be mafsik, and since baruch hu baruch shemoy is not required to be saying based on the din of the Gemara, you would not interrupt to say baruch hu baruch shemoy, but you would interrupt, you would say amen. So since that is so, that amen is the main response which is required on a bracha. Baruch Hu Shemoy is an extra thing which we like to say. We hear Hashem's name, we say Kodesh Baruch Hu is Baruch. So in a case where you have somebody who's davening for the Amid, and he's saying the brachas quickly, so if you're going to answer Baruch Hu Shemoy, by the time you say Baruch Hu Shemoy, you're going to lose the amen at the end of the bracha. The person saying Baruch Hu Shach in the morning, Baruch Hu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, and he's Pekeach Ivrim, but he says it so quickly, when you answer Baruch Hu Shemoy, you don't hear the amen, you can't hear the end of the bracha. So that situation, it's better not to answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy and just answer Amen at the end, so that the people in the shul will be able to hear the end of the bracha and answer Amen. Obviously, the proper thing to do is the person who's saying the bracha should say it slow enough that the people will be able to answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy and Amen properly. The correct time they say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy is after the person finishes saying Hashem's name, Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy. You should not start Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy when he's still saying Hashem's name. When he says Hashem's name, then you respond with Hashem is Baruch. So the correct response to Baruch Atah Hashem is Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy. Then the person says, continues on, Bekech Ivrim, and then you answer Amen. So that is the correct way to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy. Anytime a person is being Yotze a bracha, he's hearing a bracha which he needs to be Yotze with, a person should not answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy. So that's what we say when the person is blowing the shofar, says the bracha before the Tekiah Shofar, person says the bracha before Kriyas HaMegillah, so the person does not answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy. Let's say a person has been Yotze, he has a suffix in one of the brachas of Birchus HaShachar in the morning, and he says, I have the Chazan be Motzi him, she should inform the Chazan that he's wanting to be Motzi him. So again, he would, or Shavuos morning, you're being Yotze, any bracha that you're being Yotze with, you do not answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy. Let's say a person did, by mistake, say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy. So if the person had paused, so the person saying the bracha said Baruch Atah Hashem, then you respond to Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy, then he continued Elokeinu Melech Olam, etc. So b'di'evad you yotzei in that situation, because you heard all of the words of the bracha as you're supposed to, and the fact that he said Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy in the middle, you should not do it, but if you did it, you'd still be yotzei. If, however, the person had continued on while you're saying Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy, so you're saying Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy, he's saying the words, then you have a conflict, and you would not be yotzei. So, but in a case, just the fact that you said Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy in the middle is not a problem. The fact that you can't hear all the words that he's saying would be a problem. So that again, in the situation where the chazan should say, if that's as long as he's being yotzei somebody, he should try and say it slowly that people should be able to hear all the words clearly. Possibly, you would be able to be yotzei in that situation. So this a quick recap. We answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy. We'll talk about a main Baruch Hashem tomorrow. We say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy. Any bracha where you allow that you're being yotzei, you do not answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy. If you have a choice between answering Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy and Amen, and only one of the two, you'd answer Amen. But the person is saying the bracha to try and say it in such a way that you'd be able to answer both of them. Have a good morning.